Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, the Bird Show.
I think our game stops today.
You got it.
I think I've got the one question will pertain to absolutely nobody in the Bird Show listening audience.
Okay.
Because we've joked on this show. I mean, we've had the most random conversations. Mm-hmm. And it seems like there's at least one person listening in our audience that says, oh, they're talking about me. And
That's
then
me.
They call up.
Right.
I've got it today.
Nobody is going to be able to relate to this.
Nobody will call today.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Is this going to be like, if you have ever gotten someone fired from Neiman Marcus for trying to give water to your dogs?
Well, we would get a call on that.
Well, yeah.
Well, you already know she won't come on with this, so I figure you're just trying to be the winner.
All right, here it is. Because Victoria, I should say Sporty Spice, Victoria Beckham just released a book. And while she was doing a press conference the other day, she confessed she has never read a book.
No.
Now, is that
that's what she says.
She's never read. Now, she Victoria Beckham, wasn't she Posh Spice?
She yeah. was. It, this says Sporty Spice.
No, Posh.
Okay, Posh.
But she, how old is she? She's in her 30s, right?
It's gotta be.
And
yeah,
she's never
she
read a book.
Is.
She says, I mean, she's gone through school. She says she has never read a book. I don't even know how that's it, well, how
an
that
entire
could be
book. Cover like to cover, you, finished a novel.
This is probably like you, where you've never had a full Coke. Like, she's probably dabbled in it, but
that's
never
true.
Read
that's
the entire thing.
Has never read a full book before.
Okay.
All right. Is there any Bert Show listener that has never, ever read a full book before? Cover to cover. Could
and
be that.
And you're literate.
Doesn't necessarily have to mean that. Not one Dick and Jane book.
Okay,
not
so
one
you're saying
Run Spot Run, not Clifford the Big Red Dog, not
the fade. Not the phone book.
So if you've read a children's book cover to cover, then you can't call.
You can't call. No book. Nothing from cover to cover.
I think you might be right.
404-741-1005. There are three lines lit up right now.
Already?
No,
look at them.
All right, we'll take them after Jeff. Five lines lit up.
Look at this. This is virtually all Stockbridge.
Five
you said Jeff
up.
Said that.
What?
Jeff said it.
Miriam says, stand back, Bird Show. I have never read a book. Hello, Miriam.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have never, ever read a book cover to cover?
No, I grew up with a nanny who never read us any books, and I would just look at the pictures. I'm totally literate, but whenever I was in school, I would read Cliff Notes.
How old are you now?
I am 21.
Did you graduate from high school?
Graduated college, too.
College? And you've never read a book because you read the Cliff Notes?
Yep.
Never read a
You never book. Read Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret? You never read
Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
Yeah.
Nope.
Never.
Oh, you missed out.
No.
Harry Potter?
Have you, now, you said that you've read the Cliff Notes. Have you ever actually opened up a book and started reading it, then around page, I don't know, 104, you're like, this isn't working for me?
Of course.
And how far have you gotten in any of these books? Halfway? Three-fourths of the way?
Probably half. Probably like the front part of it and then the end part of it.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a manager.
Of what?
Human resources.
Oh, come on. And you've never read a book?
Look at Neiman's.
Nope.
I'm fascinated.
Well, you got the
21,
call.
21, went to high school, went to college, got the diploma, have never read a book cover to cover.
I ain't never done read no book, Bert.
Where'd you go to college?
I ain't got no need for no book learning.
Where did you go to college?
In Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's not a southern thing, guys. Well, I think...
Where in Pennsylvania? I'm just curious.
I'd rather not say.
You didn't go to a school called IUP, did you?
No.
Okay.
I mean,
it's my wife's school.
But it's, well, no. I'm curious, well, yeah, she's 21. I'm curious as someone who's older because I know I didn't start enjoying reading until I was out of school. So I've probably read more books.
You had to read a book.
Yeah, you had to read a book. You're forced to read books.
I know, but I did the Cliff Notes too, and I did the skipping around. I'm just curious that not on your personal time, you never read full books.
Harlequin romance novels. You get a little juice.
I've definitely read more books as an adult than I did in school, for sure, because it was not assigned anymore.
You don't have to.
More movie.
I still get very, very bored reading books. I mean, they have to get my attention in the first couple of pages or I'm pretty much out. Mm-hmm. But every now and then, there's a book that keeps my attention enough to where I'll read it cover to cover. You've gone 21 years, never read a book.
Now, in conversation, do you kind of feel out of place if people are talking? Because I love reading books and talking to people. Bert and I were just talking about Bono's new book and Harry Potter and all these different things. Do you feel like sometimes you can't kind of keep up with conversation?
Not really. I mean, if it's a good book, I'll read the summary of it just so I can talk about it if other people are talking about it. But I've tried going to the bookstore. And
phone's starting to break up.
Because she doesn't read.
I would say read the manual and the owner's manual, but you'll never get through it. More than one call.
Because I was going to say, most of the best books are made into movies anyway, so why do they need to read the book, you know?
No. Good morning. You're on All the Hits Q100. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who is this?
Cecilia.
Hi, Cecilia.
Hello.
You, too, have never read a book cover to cover.
Nope.
Come on now.
How old are you?
28.
Okay.
Never read a book.
And did you graduate from high school?
Nope.
Okay. When did you leave school?
10th grade.
You left school in 10th grade, but never as a child, never a children's book cover to cover, never any books?
Nope.
Can you read?
Yeah, I can read. I'll read, like, magazines and stuff.
Okay.
Little pages, but not all the way through. I just never... In school, I'd read, but I would lose interest, so I'd just put it down and never read it all the way through.
What the hell are you talking about, Burl? Can I read? Come on.
I can read.
What do you do?
I don't mean to offend, just it's an obvious question.
I got the whole back of a carton of Camels memorized. I read that, like breakfast
cereal. Kids read books, but I don't read them.
So you've never read a book with your kids cover to cover either?
Nope.
The first lady just fell over.
I know, right? Like, even when I put my kid to sleep at night, I mean, there are these 6 or 7 page books that I read with him. You've never sat down and read that from cover to cover?
My kids don't keep books. You give them a book, they'll read. Then my oldest reads. Mm-hmm. He'll read it. He'll read it to me, but then he puts it down, and my 4-year-old will take the book, and he'll tear it up. They will never keep a book. Any book I buy them or any book they get from Happy Meals and Chick-fil-A or something, they will sit there and literally... Like 2 weeks ago, my son was just tearing. My daughter had a book, and he was just tearing it up in the back seat.
Did you just say you were getting your kids books at Chick-fil-A?
You know Chick-fil-A, when you go in there and buy a Happy Meal, they don't give you a toy; they give you a book and a Happy Meal.
That's good. Though.
I didn't know that. Yeah,
that's good though.
Well, it's good if they're reading it. It's not so good if they're tearing it up.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't sound like they have respect for the books.
I have to open the book and give it to them. If not, they'll take the book out and say it's not a toy, and they'll throw it away. Or if I open it up and give it to them, my daughter will look through it and my other kids will get a hold of it and they'll tear it up and throw it away.
So why don't you sit down and actually try reading it with them, maybe?
I guess I'll have to. I mean, I guess I can. Mm-hmm. I just remember when y'all said that on the radio and said nobody's going to call. And y'all said somebody else hasn't done. I said, well, shoot, I really haven't done it. So that's why I called to let y'all know that. I mean, it's been done. I can read. I'm like a speed reader. I read real fast. Like, I'll read magazines. Like, if I'm reading a magazine or if I'm reading a newspaper, my kid will say, well, read it to me, Mom, and I'll read it to him real fast. Better than that, I don't get into novels. My mom gets into novels, but I don't get into book novels.
What kind of magazines are you reading?
Like, them things that have Britney Spears and, like, Kevin Federline, all the stuff about them in there. Or about Jessica Simpson and Nick, her husband.
Right.
I'm sorry.
What about like that? Because that's interesting, but books is interesting to me.
What about them Harlequin novels? You read them on there?
Jeff, now, the phone lines are lit up, though. I mean,
well, now it's mostly people going, I can't believe these people have never read.
Because I thought, I cannot believe all the phone lines are blinking. But,
yeah.
But wait, I mean, those are two right there.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. I feel sad for her. I really do.
Her, the kids, the whole situation's kind of...
Because you pass that down to your kids and all, you know? Yeah. Good morning, Brian. You're on All the Hits Q100, hey?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, sir. What's up?
Well, I hear that you guys are pretty surprised that no one in this country's read a book or somebody in this country hasn't read a book.
Right.
Close enough.
City, yeah.
Well, I've never read a book cover to cover.
You neither. How old are you?
29.
Okay.
Question, did you go to high school?
Yeah, I finished high school. I went to college. I work on computers for a living. I do programming and computer builds and specialty computer builds. I've used books as references, you know. I know programming and I can work just about any piece of software. I've been working in Photoshop for about 8 years. I've been doing Flash for a long time.
Yeah.
And I have 165 IQ. I've been tested, but I've never read a book cover to cover.
Do you have any kids?
No, no kids. I have two dogs.
Why do you think you haven't read a book? I mean, does it bore you? Or, I mean, yeah, even as a kid?
I think it just bores me, and I think it probably has a lot to do with the fact that I was never really driven towards reading books when I was a kid. The only people I see who read all the time, their parents were real into getting them into reading books.
Not to stereotype, but you're a computer guy. You never read Lord of the Rings. You never read. Come on.
You're disappointed.
You're my fellow geek. What are you doing?
Not only am I a computer guy, but I'm also a fitness trainer, so I'm fit too. I'm not a fat computer guy. I'm a fit computer guy.
All computer guys are.
I'm just curious, how far along in the longest book that you've ever read have you gotten?
I've never read more than a chapter at one time.
One chapter, and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, now, if you were to take some of the reference books that I have that I use for my learning purposes and count up all the chapters in the book, I may have gotten, I don't know, almost half the book.
What do these people do when they're laying on the beach? Because that's when I read.
I don't think he's laying on the beach.
No. Nah.
Maria, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Shocked.
I know. I am, too. I read, like, 3 books a week.
Wow.
But the reality is that, I mean, I know quite a few folks who don't read. My sister never reads.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the one who reads to my nephews. It's just amazing to me because reading cultivates an imagination and a vocabulary that you don't have if you don't read. And, you know, people get into watching TV for entertainment purposes. And for me, I think it's very limiting. I think that you can get a lot out of reading in the same way as far as entertainment value. I read like 3 books a week, and it doesn't matter if it's something as trite as, you know, a Danielle Steele novel. It's just amazing to me.
Yeah. Only somebody who reads 3 books a week would say trite.
Yeah, right.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.